From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Two wildfires in the region are now threatening some 10,000 homes, say officials. The fires straddling Mendocino and Lake counties have burned 7 homes, forcing the evacuation of Lakeport and small surrounding communities. About 100 miles north, a fire that's killed 6 people continues to threaten the Redding area. The so-called car fire has destroyed 818 homes, 311 outbuildings. State fire spokesman Scott McLean saying it's the 9th most destructive wildfire in state history. Some 12,000 firefighters are battling the blaze. Fire officials say they're making progress against the fire, which is now 23% contained. More than 27,000 people remain evacuated. The Eureka Police Department has received an increasing number of complaints regarding scam calls to cell phones and landlines. It appears scammers are using spoofing techniques to make it appear a local number is calling, often tricking people into actually answering. According to the Federal Trade Commission, current technology makes it easy for scammers to fake or spoof caller ID information, so the number you reported in your complaint probably isn't real. Without more information, it's difficult for the FTC and other law enforcement to identify the actual caller. While scam calls are annoying, there's not much that can be done about them. What you can do is report unwanted calls. Also, make sure you sign up all of your phone numbers with the FTC Do Not Call Registry. It takes up to 31 days for that to take effect. $50,000 bail for a man banned from having a gun whom authorities say was caught with one. On July 29th, 7 p.m., Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies went to a residence on the 1800 block of Booner Street in King Salmon for the report of a man brandishing a firearm and making criminal threats to a neighbor. When deputies got there, they found 71-year-old Ronald McGee sitting on his front porch with a loaded firearm. Deputies learned that McGee cannot legally possess a firearm due to past felony convictions. He was taken into custody without incident, booked into the Humboldt County Correctional Facility. The Northern California Community Blood Bank announcing Kate Whithouse is the new CEO. Approved by the Board of Directors, Whithouse is a 12-year employee of the Blood Bank, serving most recently as Director of Administrative Services. She is a universal blood donor, has given 8 gallons during her tenure at the Blood Center, also has a Master of Business Administration degree from Humboldt State University. She serves as a volunteer with the Mount Shasta Ski Patrol and the Humboldt County Sheriff's Posse Search and Rescue Team, and as a member of the Rotary Club of Eureka. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.